This is the Irish Times Motors Podcast from irishtimes.com. Your weekly update with the very best of Irish motoring. Sponsored by Continental Tires. Premium tires engineered in Germany for when braking counts.
Hello, this is Neil Briscoe and welcome to the show for Wednesday the 31st of July. It wasn't so long ago that there was almost a mass exodus of car buyers heading from Ireland to the UK in search of better cars and better value. So many of us were looking overseas when it came to car buying that many car makers and importers here actually started bringing in UK cars themselves in order to compete. BMW even made a virtue of it for a while. But what about now? Is our proximity to both Northern Ireland and the UK still a good thing when it comes to car hunting, or are there better deals to be done at home these days? And what dangers and pitfalls should we be looking out for? Well, Shane Teskey from Industry Watchers Motorcheck.ie joins me now to help us with this. Shane, is there still better value to be had by buying in the UK, or have Irish prices come down to the point where we can now compete?
Hi, Neil. Yes, it very much depends on the make or model of car, I believe, that you're looking for. The biggest problem we have in Ireland today is just a shortage of supply. So we're finding that the shortage of cars registered back in 2009 has really created a glut of used cars available for people, so that we're being forced to look towards the UK. In fact, imports so far this year are up 23% on last year. We have just nearly 30,000 cars imported by private buyers and dealers alike so far this year.
Yeah, in fact, some of the car companies here are actually, I know Citroën, for instance, have brought in around 500-odd 2009-2010 C4 Picassos in the last few months because, as you say, people are in there in dealerships looking for the second-hand stock and it simply isn't there. But as a private buyer, there's an awful lot that you have to go through if you're going to go to the UK. It would seem easier to go just up the road to Northern Ireland, but is the same value to be found there as there is, shall we say, on the mainland?
Well, I think you'll find on the mainland that given the supply that's there and some of the larger auction houses, that if you're willing to roll up your sleeves and get dug in, you will find a bargain. However, buying one up north means that, you know, you're really only, 100 miles away if you've got any serious warranty problems, or there's an issue that requires you to bring it back to the person you bought it from. If you're buying it from the mainland, you may not be so ready to jump on a ferry and take it back over if you've starting to get some serious engine trouble. But like you know, Neil, most of the warranties today will cover vehicles across Europe internationally without a problem. So all in all, it's a relatively safe bet.
Is it as simple as hopping on the ferry, getting off at Holyhead, getting a taxi to the nearest dealer in the locality and finding what they've got? Or do you need to do a bit more legwork, a bit more homework?
I think it benefits somebody to do the legwork and homework from home first on the internet. And if you've done it correctly, chances are you don't have to go across at all. Such is the strength of the advertisements that the auctions are putting up in the UK. So there's two main auction websites that anybody can register for. There's one called Manheim Auctions and BCA, or British Car Auctions. And they have professional evaluators who take some very good photographs of cars and document any existing damage on it before they go to auction. So if you're feeling bullish about it, if you know that that's the make and model of car you want, you're not interested in buying from a dealer who's going to have to stand by, you're just looking for the best possible price, auction's a great way to go. You can get international operators today who will transfer a car from the UK to anywhere in Ireland for as little as €250. So that'll even save you your Ryanair flight over.
But assuming that you do want to go and have a look, as it were, kick the tyres, as most people want to do when they are buying a second-hand car, once you've factored in the price of the Ryanair flight, the ferry, possibly an overnight hotel, some food on the road, are you into a stage where you actually could have got just as good a deal from a dealer here in Ireland?
Quite possibly, yes, especially if you're going to make a trip out of it and stay overnight. But then again, if you're getting a car with enhanced specifications on it that you wouldn't have got in Ireland, it tends to even itself out. Again, Neil, I think I must stress that I'm looking at the statistics here of cars coming across, and we see things like Audi A4s, Volkswagen Passats. Funnily enough, Ford Focus is in the number one position this year with 2,300, that buyers are not so much worried about where they buy the car from, but actually getting their hands on one that meets their requirements in as quickly a time frame as possible. They're just not ready to hang around anymore. If they need a car, they're willing to go to the UK and get it.
Just before I let you go, Shane, I know this is obviously a speciality of motor checks. I mean, once you're playing in the UK market, you're obviously playing in a much bigger pool of vehicles, but thereby are you opening yourself up to greater danger when it comes to cars that are not, shall we say, kosher?
Yes, you would have been very much so in the past, but given the I suppose ready access to car history checks today from MotorCheck and others, you are able to get the registration number and run it from Ireland before you head across. The insurance industry in the UK is very diligent about recording all of their write-off classifications from A to D. So if a car has been involved in a serious accident and written off in the UK, you will find it on a car check with MotorCheck. So that's obviously something we'd be recommending you do.
And the same goes presumably for stolen and cloned vehicles.
That's right, Neil. Yes, always get hold of the documentation if you can. There's something called the V5C number, like our logbook numbers here, that you must verify against the registration number of the car. We can help you with that too.
Okay, Shane Teskey from MotorCheck.ie. Thanks very much for joining us on the line today.
The Irish Times Motors Podcast with Continental Tires.